There are a lot of big stories in the news this week, so let's get some bets down with our Inside the Beltway odds maker, Johnny Castry. Johnny K, where's the action, man?
Follows me, baby.
All right.
I don't have to tell you what kind of action I got this week. You already know. I got Valerie Plame Trader Gay Karl Rove action, baby.
All right.
It's like the Super Bowl twice in 1 year. What could be better than this? The only time I've ever seen Rove sweat more than this was when he tried to run up the Capitol steps. Rove, Libby, Cheney, they couldn't be more wound up if they worked at a Starbucks inside a meth lab.
Yeah.
They're putting on a show, but you know they're losing it in private. Libby is walking around on crutches. He said he has a broken bone in his foot, but his dog is dead. Put two and two together.
So are you taking a lot of action on the possible Rove indictment there, Johnny, or what?
Am I taking a lot of action? I got so many politicians handing me money, I feel like a hooker at the GOP convention. If I knew Valerie Plame was going to make me this much money, I would have outed her myself. Oh, and if you're listening, Valerie, anything Johnny K can do for you, you just let me know. You got a gift basket coming, honey, enough said.
Johnny, who's laying off more money on Rove, Democrats or Republicans?
It's pretty much even. Everyone wants to get in on a sure thing. Right now, Rove is an 8-5 lock to get indicted. You couldn't make easier money this week if you were a Republican contractor in Florida who went to college with Jeb Bush. You know what I'm saying?
All right, man. I want to cash in on Rove. Put me down for 2 yards, Johnny.
I'll take some of that action. Put me down for 3 yards.
Wow. What are the odds on Cheney, Johnny? What do you got?
All right, let's put it this way.
Yeah.
Cheney has worn out 2 mechanical hearts this week alone. But my line on Cheney is he's not going anywhere. Rove gone and Cheney gone, Bush would have to run things himself. And no one wants to risk that. Not even Patrick Fitzgerald. The chance of Cheney getting indicted, 100 to 1.
Oh, screw it. What the heck? Put me down for 500 on it.
Hey, Johnny, put me down for a C-note. How do you think the White House is going to react to all this bad news?
They're going to do what they always do, attack. Let's put it this way. Joe Wilson is going to take more hits next week than Willie Nelson at a normal rally. I'll give you 2-1 that within a week, the GOP will be producing a picture of Joe Wilson wearing a turban, 87, and hugging Osama bin Laden. And Patrick Fitzgerald doesn't know it yet, but in college he had a gay lover and sold heroin to children. And once he beat an old woman to death who cut in line in front of him at a Taco Bell. You'll read all about it in a story Armstrong Williams hasn't been paid to write yet.
All right, I'll take that for a C-note, man.
Yo, that sounds good, Johnny. Put me down for 100.
Hey, Johnny, with all the indictment action this week, people are forgetting about Harry and Myers.
You got that right. One of them is George Bush. No one knows what to make of Harriet Myers. You can get straighter answers from a magic eight ball. Rove couldn't keep his mouth shut, and Myers won't open hers. I'll give you 500 to 1 that Bush flips on Harriet Myers.
All right, I'm down for 2 bills.
Put me down for a C-note.
It's all right, Johnny. The big question is, if Rove gets indicted, will he do any time, man?
That's a long shot. Yeah. That's a long shot. Yeah. But I'm going to give Rove the same advice I gave my old friend Martha Stewart before she went in.
Yeah.
The first day, pick out the biggest, meanest inmate in the yard and shank them. After that, it'll be a breeze. Hey, it worked for her.
Johnny, Halloween is coming up in a few days. Didn't you have something you wanted to announce?
Yes, I do. Thank you for reminding me. This Saturday night, I'll be holding my annual Johnny K Street Halloween Casino Fright Night at the Sons of Italy Hall in West Orange, New Jersey. It's going to be spooktacular. All proceeds over and above a small operating fee will, of course, go to my favorite charity, the K Street Home for Wayward Girls over the age of 21. I think of all the projects I'm involved in, that one is my favorite. I'm out of here. I got to go to court.
All right, Johnny K Street.
Johnny.
Always good to see you. Be careful.
Man.
Be careful.